What's up, jerks? It's Monday, June 26, 2017, and you're listening to episode 19 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always is the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as the Dreadnought co-pilot, Justin Stokes.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
How's everybody doing this week?
I'm doing great.
I was looking at Justin.
Oh, I'm really tired, everybody. But I'm doing great. Fantastic.
Did you not get enough sleep?
Nope.
No?
I never get enough sleep. That's why I'm always late.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that why you were late once again?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were only 2 minutes late, which is surprising.
I know. There's a big puddle over there under like the bridge where the railroad is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to back out, and then I had to go around because there's a giant hole under the car.
And the puddle was approximately 6 to 8 inches?
Probably 12, because I couldn't see the sidewalk.
Yeah. Some real...
Big puddles, man.
Yeah, some real big puddles.
Puddles and potholes.
Yeah, I couldn't see the sidewalk or the drain pipe or the bushes, so I had to drive around.
Really?
Yes.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah, should have left earlier, bro. You know what they say. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're fired. Get the fuck out.
Well, I was going to be on time if that puddle wasn't going to be there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was it there?
Yes.
And you were?
Yeah, and then I was going to say, well, I'm caught at the train.
You're
Give me a
fired,
second.
Bro.
Bye.
The money that you make on this podcast is gone. That negative $5 you make every month,
you don't
gone.
Have to pay that back anymore.
Yeah, you're
okay,
done.
That's
me and Jose will pick up the slack. We'll make negative $7.50. Anyway, Jose, what's up, man? How was your last, 7 days or so since we recorded?
Was it six?
I don't know how things work. No,
I played Dark Souls. I'm getting kind of burned out.
We watched you play Dark Souls for like an hour.
I'm getting kind of burned out.
Yeah?
I need to stop.
Is that a pun?
Huh? Yes.
There's a lot of fire.
There's a lot of fire.
Did you ever make it down to the tower?
Yes.
I thought you were going up.
I was going down.
So were you going the wrong way?
I don't know.
Because as we were watching, you were
going,
up chains.
Well,
oh, wait, no, I'm talking about something else.
No, I was going up chains and then I went down.
Okay.
But I still don't know if I'm going the right way.
Yeah, you're probably not.
Was it a boss fight?
Not yet. No, not yet. What? What? I didn't make it to the boss fight or whatever.
Okay,
fuck.
I was just wondering.
But I just played Dark Souls and I'm getting kind of burned out, so I downloaded Street Fighter V again.
Yeah, that should do it.
Well, they patched it. They added new things to certain characters. I was like, yeah, I can do
that. Was it the entire rest of the game?
No, still not yet.
Okay,
it was
okay.
Still two more seasons, huh?
Was it finger motions?
Yeah, they added new moves for Zangief, and I'm pretty stoked for that. But other than that, I didn't do anything.
Oh, I forgot I watched Transformers.
Mumble.
I said I forgot I watched Transformers.
Why?
That's how
did you pay to see that?
That's
in the
how
theater?
Rememberable it was.
Rememberable?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Justin.
That's how memorable it was there.
Okay. Why did you pay money to go see that? That's upsetting to me.
Hold on. Was it good?
No.
No, hold on. Was
no.
it good?
No.
Why'd you pay money to see that?
Hold on.
Just because.
When was the last good Transformers movie? And keep in mind, much like What Is, I know the answer.
None of them.
There was never a good Transformers
movie. The very first Transformers animated movie in the 80s.
You can argue about the first one being okay, but just because it was like, cool, a Transformers movie. And then they're like, okay, that shouldn't be two other ones.
It was more interesting as like a tech demo.
Right.
Like, how do we get cars to flip into robots? I was just talking to Whitney about this, my girlfriend.
How do we advertise Chevy cars?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Mountain Dew and stuff. I was like, I never watched Transformers as a kid, and I think the whole idea is just silly. Like it was, which is kind of the point. Like it's like, oh, aliens, cars, turn into robots. And it's just like, yeah, it was meant for kids, you know? And then when Michael Bay takes it over and tries to make it like kind of serious and stuff, like, oh, we're fighting for the fate of the planet and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is giving way too much levity to cars.
I guess.
I mean, like, you can't make that a serious thing.
Chevy has saved the world 6 times in those films.
Imagine a Ninja Turtles movie, like one of those live-action ones where Splinter gets cancer, and they're like, we gotta find the cure for Splinter. And he's, like, slowly dying, and he's grown tumors all over his body like a real rat. And you're just like, no, you guys, this is like a fucking stupid thing. Like, they picked 3 adjectives and put it in front of turtles, and that's how you became a thing. Ninja is an adjective.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was it called? Dark?
The Last Night.
The Last Night. What a terrible name.
It's about the Crusades, right? Right? Is that what it
no.
is?
No.
There's no, like, nothing to do with Crusaders and stuff?
Nope.
What the fuck were those trailers for, then? Where
it
the guys had, like...
It was, like, King Arthur fighting off, like, the... Saxton Army or
whatever. Oh, you saw King Arthur. You saw that King Arthur movie with Charlie Hunnam.
No, I didn't see that one.
There's robots in that one, too.
Are there?
But there's, I don't know, is there? There's no. A King Arthur in this film. And uh-huh. Merlin and the Knights of the Round Table. And that's pretty much what they are. The Transformers are like Knights of the Round Table, like from way back then.
Okay, that makes sense. That adds up. Because didn't King Arthur not exist, too?
What?
King Arthur didn't exist either, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a fake guy. Yeah, yeah, he's fictional.
Yeah. So how's the movie?
It wasn't good.
Two out of ten.
I remember it not good. Fuck me, that's then. Why when you asked what I do, I didn't mention it because I forgot I watched it.
When did you see it? This morning?
Nah, Tuesday night.
Right before you came here? I still, like, it blows. You spent like $26 to see that movie, and Michael Bay laughed. He looks at the pictures money. Of everyone.
Yeah, he laughed at the millions of dollars he just brought in.
Yeah, exactly. Of people who were like, I don't know, there's nothing else out right now.
I put three words together in this script, and that's the title.
Yeah. The last one was Dark, and someone was like, oh, we got a Night. And they were like, but with a K. And he was like, you got it.
Yeah, I was telling Andrea, I was like, none of this makes sense to me because there's like plot holes and. And like, there's Unicron and like,
a robot
none of
car
this makes
movie.
Sense.
Wait, Unicron's in it.
Can this be spoiled? No one's gonna watch
no one's
it, right?
Gonna watch. Yeah,
no
one's gonna
here,
watch it.
Skip ahead like 2 minutes. Like,
no, tell them to fucking listen to it.
No, listen to it. Listen to it.
Yeah,
you're
like,
not gonna
Earth
care.
Is the reason why they all keep coming back is because there's a staff that creates planets and whatnot. So then Earth is apparently Unicron, and that's why all the Transformers are always going to Earth. But in one of the scenes, like they bring Cybertron back. And it drops, like, these giant pieces of landmass, and it's scraping, you know, like, Earth. And so, in one scene, it scrapes the pyramids. And I was like, that doesn't make sense, because the pyramids were, like, destroyed in, like, the first three films or something like that.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Megatron's back. I don't know how he came back.
Fuck Final Man.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say there's Optimus Prime. He turns into Nemesis Prime. I was like, this doesn't make sense. Nemesis Prime was created by Unicron.
So I'm still kind of baffled by the fact that fucking Unicron's Earth?
Does it
transform or anything?
In this one, it didn't.
Okay.
But they ended it with like a cliffhanger where she was like, don't touch him. Yeah, pretty much.
Mark Wahlberg says he's done.
Yeah,
I whichever one was the last one with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
Three?
I
that
saw
the
that
second one.
I saw that in a hotel room while I was on vacation. It was on HBO every other movie.
Well,
and it was bad.
Shia LaBeouf was in the third one, but not Megan Fox.
Yeah, I don't know. They were both in this one. He almost got blown up in some country, and then she like cried over him.
Yeah, and he's like his picture does a brief cameo. And that's
his
who,
picture?
Yeah. So Anthony Hopkins is said he's like part of a Wiccan protection, I guess, family or whatever.
Yeah.
And they show a picture of him. And so I was like, wait, he said he's the last one. So does that mean like they killed his character in the previous films?
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Maybe. I have no clue. I think the reason the Transformers come to Earth is because we're the only planet with roads
and cars.
Yeah,
makes sense.
How else would they blend in?
So they turn into jets. So I mean, they can
some of them
do that.
Do, and some of them turn into boomboxes.
And there's a lot of like, there's a lot of reused Transformers from the other films in this one.
Well, like yeah, jets. Why wouldn't there be?
And I was like, it's a whole new film. Should come up with new cast.
The one I saw had racist Transformers in it.
Oh yeah,
they were like racist stereotype Transformers. Yeah. That was interesting. And Megan Fox would walk by and they'd literally be like, hey, yo, white girl, get your sweet ass over here. Something like that. And I was like, oh.
Right.
I don't care for these movies. This is, I think it's all dumb anyway. I think you can enjoy Transformers being a silly little thing. But
Steve Buscemi's in it for a second.
Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi's in it for a second.
Buscemi.
No, it's not. I've heard him say it.
And he gives him Starscream's head. And that's it.
Huh. And he have $4 million.
Yep, and then he just transformed to a junk truck and drove away.
A jump truck?
Yep, junk truck.
No, like the ones that jump cars.
Oh, junk truck.
No, jump trucks. The ones that jump, like specifically
hey,
made
this is
the jump trucks.
The thing we were talking about at Jose's house where he just lets me go on without telling me. No, he transformed into a junk truck. It's just like a whole bunch of drunk.
Oh, boy.
A whole bunch of junk in the cab and in like the bed.
Oh, like a junkie truck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Junk truck.
Yeah, that I would imagine almost like a amateur garbage truck.
That's what I thought it was.
Or one of those 1-800-GOT-JUNK trucks.
Do, like, does yeah, the junk transform much. Too?
Huh?
Does the junk transform
too? Yeah, God, it's like damn. All on his back. It's like a giant backpack.
Oh, cool.
He's infecting you.
Maybe I should watch this movie.
No.
I also saw Suicide Squad while I was on vacation. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Have you? You have?
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
I figured.
It is. I told my girlfriend, I said, I would love to see a full behind the scenes thing of how everything went so awry so quickly. Because you can kind of see in the beginning where it was going to be a cool, fun sort of action Marvel movie outside of the, or DC rather, outside of the regular universe, you know? I don't know. Like, it felt very separate.
Right.
And then I'd say less than 20 minutes in, you're like, what the fuck happened? And there are obvious scenes cut out. Jared Leto's Joker is only in there for like 15 minutes total, maybe?
Say like 10.
Yeah.
If that.
And it's, everyone talked about the look of the Joker, and I didn't really mind it. I was like, I like when people go in a different direction.
I don't.
With stuff.
Not with the Joker, at least.
But.
Because every time they tried that, it's kind of bad. And but, then, like, the Heath Ledger one was, you know.
Good.
It was good.
Yeah, but the thing is.
That's one of the Jokers that you've seen before, too.
Yeah, but in the movies, it was always just the cartoon Joker. Mm-hmm. It was Jack Nicholson with the, like, looking like a clown with his cheeks and stuff. So, like, that doesn't work now.
Mm-hmm.
So them going in a different direction with this didn't bother me. But what did bother me was the fact that he talked like Richard Nixon throughout the movie. And he was like, oh, I'm here, Harley.
Who?
The Jared Leto, Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he literally was like, Harley Quinn, where are you going? He was like, he was like Nicolas Cage almost. Yeah. And it was just really bad. And it was very weird that he was even in it at all. He really didn't need to, aside from being Harley's motivation.
I thought like the characters looked cool in that movie.
Yeah, they were cool. Like Diablo was cool. Right. And, you know, Harley Quinn is cute. And she was, here's the thing also is like, everyone in that movie is a really good actor. aside from maybe the guy who played Diablo, because he
had, he's Hispanic.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in any other film.
I haven't either, but he had like two, he didn't have a ton of lines in it. So it made me think they went just for the look of him. And then, the two lines that he did had was like, I'm going to show him what I really got. And it sounded like me reading something commercial.
That, like, anymore.
Like yeah, a PS2 exactly.
game or
something. Yeah, just like bad voice acting. And so
I think a lot of the budget went into the music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it was music that fit in like Fight Club back in the 90s, but not in a newer movie.
Yeah.
Like
just remember though, everybody got tattoos.
I know. Well, not the actors, but
yeah.
No.
Will Smith got a tattoo of the Suicide Squad logo.
Oh, well, no, not the logo, it just said squad.
Oh.
SKWAD.
You sure it didn't have the logo?
I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Okay.
But I just knew it as it being the crew. I'm sure it was a lot of fun to work on. But yeah, the people who were in it were like really good actors for the most part. And I like them in other stuff. But the whole movie is just so broken. And there are like 3 to 4 scenes in between acts that have been cut out for time, I guess. And hardly any of it makes sense. It's so disjointed. And I was like, surely it can't be as bad as other people say, because everyone always talks shit about comic book movies because everybody has to be a fucking nerd about it and can't just be happy. And then I was like, oh no, this is actually a very poorly written movie, even if it didn't have to do with the current property of a comic book company. I'm trying to
think of the Native American guy. Was he was his name Apache or something?
Apache Chief?
Where he was only in it for like 2 seconds. He tried to escape and got blown up. But he's a good actor and he's been in many other films.
Yeah. It was really a start. It had all of the parts of a very good movie. And then it, like I said, I'd love to see what happened behind the scenes. I don't know if it was time or schedules. Yeah, but they're just going to talk about how fun it was stuff and how much time it took to put makeup on. I want to hear like, look, we were doing something cool. And then like, DC stepped in and said, guys, we got to get this out in 4 weeks. And we were only halfway done filming everything. So we were like, all right, let's have Harley Quinn fall into some milk acid stuff that only burns off her clothes. Somehow she ends up getting tattoos and stuff and everything goes crazy.
It's just like, oh, let's have her walk off a building while people are shooting and no one can shoot at her.
Yeah.
So she gets away.
Exactly. That's another thing I've been seeing, movies I've been watching lately, is just running from gunfire with like submachine guns. And this is obviously a trope that's been around for 25 years, 30 years, but just seeing like not even a single bullet hit anybody. And also the fact that, like, in real life, if one bullet hits you, you're done. Like, if Justin got shot in the shoulder as he was running away, he's going to fall over and just start crying. And then they're going to come up and shoot him in the head. Yeah. Also, if that happened in real life, that would also be
the,
true.
The animated movie is really good.
Suicide Squad?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah. They've been coming out with some pretty good animated, the DC animated.
Yeah, they've
movies.
Been going back on that. There's some stuff on Netflix and Amazon Instant. I'll probably watch those mm-hmm. at some point.
I would say the greatest DC films so far, I guess that parallels with the Marvel movies, would be Wonder Woman.
I haven't seen that yet. I want to.
That's what I've heard. I learned that the director of the movie directed one of my favorite episodes of Arrested Development. So that's very interesting.
And you're like, oh, that's why it's so good.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it. But it is cool to see, you know, you want, I like, as much as I've been more of a Marvel fan growing up than DC, and obviously with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, DC mm-hmm. didn't really have one until recently. Like, I want their shit to be good.
Right.
I pretty much like the three Batman movies, the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah, but I don't think those were part of it.
Huh? Yeah, those were
no, I know, but I'm saying of a DC
you just
property.
Want them to be good?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. Like, I like them. I just kind of wish they went more, like, the bullshit, dumb stuff that DC goes with.
Yeah, because, well...
Like, hey, check this out. There's 18 billion Earths around there.
Yeah. Well, like...
Hey, like, the Flash can run so fast that he goes back in time.
The idea, and I was fine with this decision when it was made, but the idea that they said, let's get Ben Affleck to play Batman,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who that was for. Because I don't think that appeals to people who were fans of the... like the Christian Bale movies.
Right, right.
And I'm like, is this just for, like, my mom knows Ben Affleck, so maybe she'd see a Batman movie
with
Ben Affleck.
He has a really good jawline.
I think
maybe
he
that
looks
was it.
Good as Batman. I think he looks good
I,
as
I
Batman.
I think it's fine, but I think it shows that DC has more of an idea of, like, let's get the biggest names we mm-hmm. can, and then the rest will kind of figure itself out, whereas right. Marvel gives, like, lesser-known people a shot.
Right, right.
And then it works out.
Yeah, like Spider-Man, like that kid, he was just like a regular kid that was really good at parkour.
How old is he, by the way?
He's probably like 22.
I was kind of hoping he was like 40-something and he just looked really
oh,
young.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
No. What's his name?
The guy who plays Spider-Man.
The new Spider-Man, yeah.
And oh, he's Homecoming. Like 17.
Really?
I don't think that's true, but
yeah,
I'll look
like
it up.
He's like a kid.
I'll look it up while
if
you guys...
If he's not that age, then he's early 20s.
I was hoping he was like 40-something, like, no. To make him just look super young. Tom Holland.
Right? Is that his name?
I think so.
He's just like a little European kid.
Yeah.
European. Like, you didn't pick a country, you picked the whole continent.
He's British,
yeah,
right?
He's a British teenager, maybe young adult.
A lot of
now.
The Marvel actors are British, right? Or am I just, you know... Right.
I think there's three or four of them that are British.
Oh,
yeah, he's 21.
Okay, shit.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't a teenager.
I'm 25.
Well, he was
not
a teenager when they first cast him.
Yeah, because 19 is 2 years ago. Good job. Justin knows math.
Not, so he's got it.
Yeah, Justin really cracked the case on that one. Yeah, anyway, they should be better. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Wonder Woman's awesome, and I'm glad that Red Pill dudes are mad about it. That's that's always fun.
Well, at least Batman v Superman was good, right?
Yeah, it was great. I've heard only good things about it.
That's way too long, dude.
They both have parents, like mom's named Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a whole thing.
Wait, you said you liked it?
No, yeah. I've never seen it, but I love it. I have a tattoo of it.
Great.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, the costume design in that movie is pretty good, but just the movie itself wasn't great.
Well, yeah.
I liked the first Man of Steel that Henry Cavill was in. Was it even called Man of Steel? Or was it just called Superman?
I think it was called Man of Steel.
But I like that one a lot.
I just don't dig Superman a
I don't
lot.
Like Superman. Superman's
That's
a better bad guy.
Because he can literally do anything.
That's why I said, like, Superman's a better bad guy than he is a good guy. That's why he's so cool in Injustice, because he's a dick.
Well, I like...
Like, when everybody wants to kill Superman, that's the best Superman.
I like I like Superman for what he was when he first was created, which mm-hmm. was by these two, like, scrawny Jewish kids who were like, this is the opposite of us, and this is like us kind of putting out there
right.
what we want, you know? And I really like that, and I think Action Comics were fun and stuff, because that was like the first superhero, you know?
Right.
And that's why they were like, I don't know, he can do everything? Because no one ever thought, well, we need a guy who's really good at shooting, but we also need a guy who can do like parkour stuff. We need a man who can shrink. We need a man who can get big. Like, they were like, well, what if everything?
We need a Panther Man.
Yeah. So, but now he's turned into such like a... he is like a pretty preppy boy dick.
Yeah, he is.
And but he doesn't play it that way. He's like, when you see someone like that, but they're trying to be nice, it's like what you're saying is, it's much more fun to watch a movie where Superman is openly being a pretty preppy boy dick.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I got to do this, and I'm a bad guy now. And Batman's like, well, fuck, I got to kill you now. And that's like the best ones where they have to kill Superman because he's too overpowered.
Maybe that's really where they're going with it.
Does Ben Affleck do a Batman voice?
He has a voice changer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, which I liked a lot more than the whole, you know, Christian Bale thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off.
The Christian Bale thing was like too much. And then not to mention there's one scene where he like takes off his cowl and he's still doing the voice.
Oh my God.
And he's like,
but he's doing it to protect Rachel.
Who's Rachel?
I think the one that died.
Yeah, eventually. <Right? laughs> I think that's like his love interest.
He didn't do a good job then.
Oh man.
But yeah, those were fun. That was the movie corner. Thanks for joining us. Yep. And remember to tip your concession stand.
How was your week?
It was fine. I went back to work, so that wasn't fun. But I only had to do 2 days before I got out. I played a little bit of Friday the 13th with Justin.
Double EXP weekend.
And right his now. Crew. Yeah, I'll probably jump on that. What level are you on there?
29.
I'm 10. I'm level 10. It's because Justin quit video games. So
he plays on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is, right?
They released that new skin, which is not very cool.
It looks cool. I like the colors.
I mean, it looks okay, but I would much rather it be a brand new Jason.
Is it just a skin for Jason or everybody?
It's just
too?
A skin.
Okay. Is there music? Different music?
Yeah. They added some music.
Yeah, it's
in
not
and stuff.
The music from the original NES. Thank yeah. God. No. But it's a lot better because it's like something you want to listen to.
Yeah, because they talked about adding more music and more sound effects in, because right now it's always the same sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's going to get brought in, as well as new maps and
stuff. I assumed that was just going to be like 8-bit music and like 8-bit sound effects for everything
that
he does.
I think that would be too much, probably, kind of take you out of it.
I'd probably get annoying after a while.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff already gets annoying after a while, but I would have liked it to be a different Jason, a retro Jason, as opposed to a skin for the Jason that I already use, I guess, but might as well. And yeah, I'm only level 10 on there because I don't really play super often.
Yeah, as soon as you log in, you'll get your 13,000 CP points.
I did that the day that they released the skin and stuff, and I didn't get any.
No, because that doesn't apply until yesterday and today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So when you log in now over the weekend, you'll have it.
Okay, sounds good. And I realized that I played as Jason only once in the past like week, and I hate playing as Jason. I set my preference to Counselor because that's way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why can't I kill anybody? Like when I grab them, I don't have any kills, and it's because my shit got reset at some point for my Counselors and for my Jason, so I didn't have like any selected kills or anything.
Like your data got erased, or
no? It was all there. There's just still so many bugs in it.
Okay. There's this thing where if you log out, it wipes everything clean, and then you play a match or two, and it brings it all back.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And for me, it didn't do that, so I had to go in and select my, like, quote-unquote perks again or whatever.
And they added a lot more kills for Jason, environmental kills.
Okay, fun. I doubt I'll ever get one of those, yeah. But I
just don't grab people, because more likely they'll have a pocket knife or you'll be in like a confined space and you can't do anything.
My thing that I don't get is, how does a pocket knife stop him?
Hurts.
He's a fucking monster.
So did they ever say what Jason was? Is he human?
Yeah, he's human. Okay.
He's like a zombie.
Okay.
He's a little boy who got drowned. He died.
Oh, so he's
and he came back.
Okay.
He was basically a weird, like he was a kid with some sort of developmental issues and definitely a weird head.
Uh-huh.
And then he got drowned, and he drowned in the lake while counselors
undead.
Were fucking. Yeah, basically. And his mom was a serial killer who killed because he died, right?
Yeah, and brought him back with like the Necronomicon.
Yeah,
or
some witchcraft shit.
Fucking.
And then that's why his skin is like nearly falling off all the time. And in a couple of the skins, he has lost his skin is because it's like necrotized in the water and like came off basically.
Right.
And his head's still weird, as it always will be, I guess. And then other than that, I played Doom and I beat Doom.
Again.
No, I
second,
had never
second
I'd,
time.
No, I hadn't actually beaten it.
Huh. Interesting.
I saw my old save from like September of last year, and I had gotten to like 20 minutes before the boss, and then I guess went on to another game probably.
That was me in Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
And I still never beat it.
Yeah, so I went back and actually played it, and it was fun. I'm probably going to replay it to get all the collector's stuff and get my weapon upgrades and everything. Mm-hmm. Plus, just because it's super fucking fun to run around and blast people with a shotgun, because it's like you can look at, you know, how many kills you got with each weapon.
Right.
And everything is like, you know, 100, 120, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to my shotgun and it's like 1,250. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds right, because the shotgun's the only thing that matters.
Right.
And you can customize it too, right? I remember you upgraded it and you're like, hey, which one should I get?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe you should go with explosive bullets or something.
Yeah, which I did, and they worked out very nicely. Yeah, you can choose sort of, it's almost like a skill tree. Like when you choose to upgrade your weapon, you have to pick one of two options and then you can upgrade within that option. So all of mine are pretty much upgrade all the way, but then you have to master them and then be able to like use its full capabilities.
Was that like 5,000 kills or something?
They're all different stuff. Like something could be like, you know, get, you know, 30 melee kills with this, or kill this many people while jumping in the air, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And aside from that, oh yeah, I'm trying to get rid of all my video game consoles and shit. Yeah. So I'm trying to sort of declutter and de-hoard, basically, and which means getting rid of my 360 and my Wii U and my 3DS and my Vita and one of my PS3s. And
so are you just keeping one of your PS3s and your PS4?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Because that's pretty much all I need, because like, if I want to play 360 games, I'll go ahead and just pick up an Xbox One. Like,
right.
By the time I get an Xbox One, or you maybe get an Xbox One, they'll be $200.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to get the X. So I figured,
oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, if I really want to play those games, I'll get the Xbox One and use my backwards compatibility. Right. Plus, I'll get any new exclusives that come out once every year. And then anything else, like I never play my Vita, I never play the 3DS, and the Wii U is just sort of whatever.
So you don't want to be that person who has like all their consoles that they've ever played?
No, because that's what I am now, pretty much.
Oh, so that's gonna be me. That, because I mean, fuck it, right? We need it for maybe when we start streaming or something. Like, hey, we're gonna play some backwards shit Wii U game.
Yeah, but I mean, the Wii U would be, well, you have a Wii U, so we're safe on that. Well, Justin has an Xbox One and everything. It's just more so like you actually enjoyed your Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. Okay. I played the Wind Waker, and that made me happy. And occasionally Wii Fit U got used, but other than that, I don't have a reason to play it, so I'm just like, I'll get rid of it. And I also basically decided, you know, I at a certain point will get a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't have a Wii U that I haven't had plugged in for almost four years now, and then get a Switch.
When's the last time you played your Wii U?
Over a year, for sure.
Yeah.
If not two, maybe. Like, it's been an extremely long time.
Like, I feel like it might have been that one time I went to visit you in Chicago and I played Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
And that was 2013.
Probably,
yeah. It's been an incredibly long time. And I have some decent games on there. I just never want to play them because I don't like that console. I don't feel of the gamepad. And I have my Pro Controller for when I play Wind Waker. But other than that, yeah, I don't fucking need it. And like I said, it's kind of gotten to the point where, in reality, I think most people are like, yeah, get a PC and a Switch, and then you're covered.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm not going to get a PC, at least not yet. So I'll keep my PS4, still play my PS3 occasionally, and then I'll have the Switch with me, and then I'll be good. But hopefully by the time I want to get a Switch, which is probably like this time next year, when more games are out, they'll have a hardware, a new iteration of it.
Yeah.
That would make me happy, because I don't want dead pixels, and I don't want a warped
Nintendo
screen.
New Switch.
Yeah, the new Nintendo Switch.
The Nintendo Re-Switch.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
The Switch U. And they're like, how does this work? It's like, well, you got a gamepad for it.
And this is just an expansion for...
Yeah, you remember the Rumble Pack? You just jam this shit in the bottom, and you're all good.
Oh, man.
It's a glowing like power battery thingy.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And plus, I have my my Revo, which is my... you know, like Genesis games and no, it's all legit, bro.
You told me you started playing Boktai, by the way.
Yeah, and it didn't go well. Oh, yeah, I didn't even get to my point when I was telling you that. I hate any game where the whole game is set on a diagonal axis.
Oh, you know, like over the top, kind of like with the weird plane.
Yeah, so that means literally, like, if you want to walk straight, you have to hit up and right at the same time, or up and left at the same time.
You would hate Diablo 2 then.
Well, you have a mouse.
That's different. Yeah, that's different. That's a mouse. And
you have a D-pad.
And this would be a little different if it was even an analog stick.
Right, right.
But you're and it's not like it's difficult to do, but they even have an option in Boktai of like, okay, do you want up and right to just be up, or do you want it to just be right? Like, that's how they fix that, quote unquote. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there were so many of these on like the SNES and the Game Boy Advance, and they're all, that's a dumb decision.
So Boktai 1 was fucking great.
Yes.
2 and 3 were not great. 3 never came out here.
You didn't like Django Solar Boy or Solar Boy Django?
That's the first one.
Wait, is it? Yes. Yeah. What's the second one called?
2.
It's called Solar Boy Django Unchained. Sorry.
And then 3 never came out here. And then there's a DS one that got renamed here. Which is not great either.
That was the third one.
And the first one was directed by Kojima, and the other ones weren't.
Yeah, it's a fun game, but I don't think it holds up at all.
I think it does, but that's just me because I like it a lot.
It's a very ugly game.
And 3 does not hold up well.
Yeah, I can tell you though.
You only like the first one because of Kojima.
I
think that helps.
It helps a lot just because there's like, you can knock on walls and like whistle and shit.
The gameplay is still relatively fun, but a lot of the choices are certainly old, and it is ugly.
How far did you get into it?
I was on a plane, so I only got... Well, you mean originally or when I played it recently?
Both, I guess.
Originally, I beat it. Okay. And then when I was on the plane...
Did you end up fighting like the Silver Knight or the White Knight on it at the top of the tower?
I don't remember.
God, he's so cool.
That was probably 15 years ago.
You got the Gun del Hell.
And then on the plane, I played it for about 15 minutes before getting very upset.
Yeah, it's... I guess I can see it not holding up too well, but like I think it works fine. 2. Have you played 2?
No.
You just like lose the gun completely.
No.
You use swords. And it's like it gets worse because like, oh, you have to get up close, and then like it's some really dumb combat where like, you just kind of swipe your sword.
Well, and the combat I would say sucks on the original now because again, it's all on a diagonal plane and you trying to aim is...
Well, there you get different like lenses and stuff that like change the way you play it, but I can see that being a problem.
No good. But also good. Anyway, we're gonna move on to the news of this past week, which there wasn't much that actually was important.
No, everything, it was like an info explosion, so, and that already happened.
Oh, okay.
E3.
Yeah, so there wasn't much new shit that we didn't see. But Justin, tell us about, they showed a little more of Monster Hunter World.
Yes.
And it was like a pretty long gameplay.
It was very
reveal.
Lengthy.
It was like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that and what you saw and what you thought.
Okay. So most of it, actually all of it was in Japanese, and I couldn't really watch it because there were no subtitles for it.
Nah. And so, I mean, what you saw is what it is. It's fucking Monster Hunter.
It is. And so I just went straight to the gameplay because I was like, oh, there's not going to be subtitles. And so... this is more so for Jose, and I'll explain it to you. You start off in the map, and just like Jose, you remember starting out, there's kind of like a little camp where you first start off. And so there's a little tent. So that's your, like, I guess your world hub for when you're out on the hunt. And so that's a new thing. You can go in there, you can customize your armor, you can customize your weapons, and you can customize your little cat guy who follows you.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, I didn't see the Palico show up at all. Like,
yeah, they're in there now. And you can give them different weapons and armor, I believe. And so from there, you talk to a lady. And I guess this is more of a tutorial part. And from there, that's when you get, like, the little green guy that follows you. Or the little green flies. I guess that's, like, your hunter essence or whatever.
Yeah, and you can catch them or some shit, too, right?
Yeah, so it's, like, the more you have, the stronger, I guess, the stronger they glow when they lead you to where your monster is that you're hunting. Hmm. And so the world is a lot bigger.
Yeah, this time. I saw. It's insane.
And I guess what they were trying to say is that while you're hunting like a T-Rex, there will also be like Rathians and Rathalos and whatnot.
So I was wondering, like, why are there still like ads running around? Like, I guess there needs to look alive, like the world needs to look alive, but like trash mobs always seem kind of like annoying to me in Monster Hunter games, or you would
they're trash mobs.
Trash mobs are like the little velociraptors that follow the big T-Rex that you're hunting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they're just kind of there and a nuisance. So I was like, oh, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, and they're like, they want the world to feel alive, so they have, like, all the monsters have like an active schedule, and like they'll actively go out and hunt and like look for stuff and fly around. And in one of the And I think like the first 5 minutes of showing like the gameplay, mm-hmm. there's this like giant iguana that came out and swallowed like a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like their new monster, right? One of the new monsters, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think that they made it so that he's like a big monster you can hunt. I think okay. he's just like a...
He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there for you to like, God. Like kill, maybe get like
that's terrifying.
Bones or something from. Right. But yeah, they want the world to feel alive, so they have every monster like actively out doing something. And huh. so...
And are they always hostile or...
No, not all monsters are... Not all monsters are hostile, no, right? No,
like certain ones, like there's like these peaceful ones that you just kill so you can eat meat and like cook them, but like certain trash mobs are like certain like little monsters.
What's a trash mob?
I think all the main monsters that you hunt are pretty violent and they'll attack you outright.
A lot of the times, like some of the times they're sleeping and then you just have to sneak up on them or, you know, do all that stuff.
I feel like, and I'm sure this isn't only my observation, but this seems to be easily like by far the best looking.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Like, yeah, for by sure. miles.
Yeah, this was. Yeah. I think they said this has been in development for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted initially for it to come out on early PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
and then so now they're like, okay, let's just go PS4 Pro and Xbox One and PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really good. It's the first one that's made me go like, oh, I should maybe give this a chance just because it doesn't look like RuneScape.
Yeah, and that's how I felt a while ago with Trine when that, mm-hmm. when that came out. It's like, oh, this looks so much better than the PlayStation 2 and the 3D the handhelds
and shit. Yeah.
And so it's like, so this will be the one that I get.
And so then, I learned that Switch one's not coming over to America.
No, Japan only.
Which is good. It's really
well,
good.
Well, I read something fairly recently that says that that's not ruled out.
Not yet, yeah. They just didn't say that it's coming out.
Yeah, they just said it's not ruled out yet. Wow. So it could, but I don't see it being super likely.
I hope not.
Because it's more of a cult thing, even though it is very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Monster Hunter series follows the, I want to say like Pokemon formula, where they'll release two main ones. And then they'll follow up with like Emerald or Crystal or something.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll release the
like a little add-on.
They'll release the first one and they'll be like, "Hey, you know what's better? This same one that's coming out, but with more things."
Yeah.
In it.
and that's what Tri was like.
You said off the podcast the other day that it is actually much more linear than you had initially thought.
Yes.
So what was the experience you were expecting versus the experience that people are actually going to get?
This was specifically for me. When you look at the map, I thought it would be like a almost like a globe.
Yeah,
so it's like a giant landmass, but it follows more along their formula that they're used to, where there are, I guess, paths that you follow throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess like you would cut through a cave or whatever, but that will always be on your map. And so I guess that's like a transition part, but there are no load zones. And so I was expecting it to be like a giant, great open plain, and you can just roam around however you want freely. But with this one, I guess they're just removing the loading zones and making it a lot bigger.
Okay, so it's just that same size map, maybe a little bit bigger, but no loading zones.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm cool with that either way.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that also now since there aren't any loadings.
Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, the combat looks a little better, but I know Monster Hunter doesn't have the whole lock-on thing where you can lock on to monsters,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that would make Monster Hunter a lot...
No, you can still lock on it.
You can't lock on monsters.
Yeah, you can.
Hunter. Can you?
Yeah.
How? I've just been not doing them right.
you can always lock on to the monsters.
I thought you
especially
couldn't.
If you're using like the bow or something, or a gun, you can definitely lock on to them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess I just never locked on to a
and
monster.
And I think they brought climbing back. I'm not sure.
Yeah, climbing's back.
I think it. And they brought it, well. They removed it, and now it's back.
Yeah. Well, climbing was in 4. I don't know if what happened to it in X or Generations or whatever, but climbing's back, and then you can mount them as well.
Yep.
Which I think is
And
great.
I think underwater fights are back too.
Gross.
Which is the best part.
But I guess it'll work out.
It's the best there's part.
Two analog sticks. Yeah.
They showed the jump in and out system. Pretty much your guy shoots up a flare.
Oh,
and other players, you know, they just seamlessly drop in and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can drop in and do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed good, but like the other three character people were there next to him.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how long it would take to have somebody jump into the game, like in an actual online mm-hmm. game, instead of like them sitting right next to you. Like how fast will it be for them to jump in?
Right.
How easy it is, I guess.
I'm thinking maybe like let's say Scott's out doing his thing
mm-hmm.
and we're out doing our thing and I shoot up a flare And maybe if Scott's nearby, it'll be like, oh, this person is requesting help. Here's okay. an SOS signal. Do you want to join? You get 10 seconds to yes or no. And maybe after the 10 seconds, no one comes. It'll say, Scott, no one came. Right. Do you want to do it again or something like that?
Hmm.
And then so that's maybe what I'm thinking of how they'll do that.
Okay.
And then they showed the... They're like pterodactyls that you can jump on to take you back yeah. to your main hub.
I saw that, and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of iffy about this just because, like, it looks nice, but, like, I'd like to see...
You want to see more of it.
I want to see more monsters mm-hmm. to see, like, if they come out with new ones or are they just going to keep using the same ones?
I'm sure they will.
Because they're going to have the Rathalos, right, in it regardless, just because yeah. it's, like, everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I want to see new monsters.
So are the dinosaurs in the game actually dinosaurs or are they just monsters?
They're monsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a completely fictional world. Yeah, where yeah, they yeah, look yeah. like dinosaurs, but they... Well, I knew it was a fictional world, but...
Yeah, yeah. Like, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay. Well, what about like before Christ?
Yeah.
Like when man and God...
Well, no, nothing existed dinosaur before lived man together. And God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the whole thing in the Bible where they said, like, on the sixth day... And,
Christmas, but they will give to me.
A turtle dove in a spare tree.
Yeah.
But they say, like, yeah, on the sixth day you did this, but each day was, like, 100,000 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so, it was something like that. They, so what they the just fuck? Condensed it.
Just say it was 100,000... I'm still... Here's the thing that I don't think the creators of the Bible get. If a person or an entity created something... In 100,000 years, that's still very impressive.
You say that's evolution.
That's like, if they were like, oh, this guy created land on the first day, which was actually like 100,000 years, I can't do that. So that's still very cool.
Right.
So I don't know why they had to lie.
I don't know.
By at least 365,000 times.
I think it's like how, like, hey, this amount of pounds equals this many tons. It's like, hey, this amount of years equals this many
days,
fake days or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he was like, okay, so day one was like 0 to 1,000. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it looks better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely looks a lot better.
I was surprised. I still don't know if it looks up to snuff with today's games.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it does.
That's what I was thinking is like it's such a drastic step forward for the franchise in terms of graphics, but for where they should be, they're probably about 4 years behind.
Right.
It does look like sort of a launch PS4 title, which I had mentioned. A lot of those look as good as like a PS3 title. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they pretty much were just like, oh, we were doing it for PS3 and now this came out. So
I thought Metal Gear Solid 5 looked fucking great. I mean, it looks good. It's just
looks okay.
I see the games now and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
God of War looks great.
Yeah. And that's why I know people will always say like, well, PCs have had ultra settings forever now. But if you are a console player, like, with how quickly things are getting better, it's easy to look at, like I mentioned, The Evil Within, the original one, and going back and being like, did this come out of the PS2? Like, why does this look like this? And then you play something from the PS2, and you're like, oh, boy. If I play a PS2 game, I go, oh, this is certainly a PS1 game.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then I play a PS... to Vice City with the diamond hands.
Yeah. And then I play a PS1 game and I go, oh, this is, they just drew this on graph paper and then handed it to me. That's a PlayStation 1 game. Yeah. So you still excited for it? Are you going to pick it up for sure?
Yeah. I'll definitely pick it up.
Okay.
I might join you on that.
Because I really enjoy the Monster Hunter series, but I don't enjoy the handheld versions.
Right, right. They have a lot of problems.
Yeah. I feel like there's like, only so much you can do with a handheld.
Yeah, like, they're fun. They're super fun, but, like, you put up with all the problems so you can have fun with it. Yeah,
plus they're really laggy.
Yeah, the frame rate's pretty shitty on them.
But, yeah, it's something I'll definitely pick up for the PlayStation 4 when it comes out next year.
Yeah, and damage numbers, finally.
Oh, yeah.
Because monsters don't have health bars. So, yeah.
It's more realistic, like fighting monsters in real life.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know when it's close to, I guess, almost dying because they'll just start limping or whatever.
Then it just gets super sad.
And then people... I wonder if they'll introduce
sympathy voice chat. Kills? Oh.
The what?
Sympathy kills?
Oh, no.
No, I said voice chat because none of the games had voice chat. You can only like like text talk.
Yeah.
So I wonder if when people jump in, like you'll be able to use a headset and talk to
I'm
each
sure,
other.
I'm sure there'll be voice chat. At least
if
like
not, there's
PS4.
A party.
Yeah. Like the voice chat's gonna be used like PS4 stuff. It's gonna be
yeah.
the party system.
Yeah.
So like there's gonna be voice chat.
But yeah, sure. I'm definitely excited for it. And with the stuff that they showed off for I don't know, maybe an hour. A lot of it was a good portion of gameplay. So
yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is very interesting.
Cool. Glad.
Yes.
Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that smooth transition.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
The game.
I jumped
into that gameplay demo and I saw...
It wasn't a gameplay demo.
Okay, well, the engine demo or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say it reminds me of Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star.
So, I saw a spaceship and I was like, is this what it was? Is this what the first one was?
Yeah, pretty
was it
much.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a spaceship and like, fuck. I was
yeah.
like, man.
Yeah, so the first game basically, you play as someone who... I can't remember what you're doing. You have a job and then it gets shut down and then you get a job as a photographer for a museum that basically, and that's why you have a camera in it. You get paid to take pictures of like different flora and fauna and everything like that. And then there is, I think it's called Iris, which is like this evil company. And then you find out later that someone has like turned on you and then it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's much more, it's kind of like, if you can imagine like, I could compare it more to like Jack 2 in terms of that world where it's kind of like it is futuristic, but it's like junky.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of follows into Beyond Good and Evil 2 as well, except more so. So they showed off a tech demo.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fantastic.
It looked really good.
Yeah, yeah, it looked really good.
And it should for how long it's been in development. but they basically just showed off different spacecrafts, a little bit of the flying of the spacecrafts, and roaming around on a jetpack, basically.
Right. And they showed like the ship having like speeds, like it had like hyperspeed and it had
yeah.
like the regular. And I was like,
it had
oh,
hyperspeed one, two,
yeah,
and
yeah.
three.
Yeah, so it looked really good. It made me more excited than I was because I'm still going to remain skeptical until it comes out because it has been so long. But it immediately made me want to go back and play the original. And I'm honestly pretty surprised they haven't released a remaster for the PS4.
I was wondering, like, is there any way to play it now? Like, with what we have now, at least?
I have it on 360.
Okay.
So that's where I have it. So they've ported it over the years. But, like, a real remaster hasn't been done.
Right, right.
And I think it would do really well on PS4, especially before it comes out. But I have a feeling they'll be like, pre-order and get your remastered copy for the PS4
right,
or the original, you know?
It'll just be upscaled and...
yeah, pretty much, yeah. But not look too different. Because it's not, I mean, you know, it's an old game, so it's not the prettiest game. Mm-hmm. But it is a super fun game to rival, you know, Zelda at the time.
Right, right.
And had a really good protagonist or two. And I think people should go play it. And that way you're kind of up and ready for... and it might be on PS3. I'm sure it is.
I have no clue.
Yeah, you should check that out. And if it is and it's reasonably priced, go ahead and pick it up and play it before the second one comes out.
How long is it?
Because
you mentioned like comparison to Zelda. And I'm like, well, I don't even know how long Zelda games are anymore.
10 to 12 hours.
Really?
I could be off. It's been a while since I played through the whole thing.
If that's the case, I mean, I can do that.
Yeah, it's not like unreasonably long right. or anything. And the story keeps you interested. You have like different... It kind of relies on you too because you go to different like towns or villages or whatever. And you can choose to talk to everybody or talk to no one or look for stuff. And so that also is just depends how you play those types of games. Like when I go into any RPG, I talk to everyone in town.
Right.
And I go through every single house and inn and shop and talk to everyone, do everything. So that it kind of takes me a little bit longer than most people.
Yeah. In the tech demo, he showed off the planet. So the open worldness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said that you can go to the other planet that had the rings on it.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know, going around the world. And then he eventually showed the part where I guess there's like an active like meteorite collision or some stuff like that. That's always happening. And I was thinking, I wonder how much of this will be, I guess, open for places to go. Like obviously like the main city, like there's going to be plenty of stuff to do. So I wonder how much of like how many open cities and whatnot there will be across the planet.
Yeah.
Or maybe on the other planet and like throughout the asteroid belt or something.
It'll be interesting to see, especially with this being in development for so long, what they're going to be able to have, if they're going to be able to have that open worldness. And especially thinking like Beyond Good and Evil is a very respected game and a very good game, but it isn't like a massive hit. Like to me, I've always likened it to something like Psychonauts, where a lot of people, like critically, people were like, this is amazing, this is a great game.
Right.
But in terms of actual sales and people playing it, wasn't that big. So for something to be in development this long and costing money and coming out who knows when, it'll be interesting to see what they do, really. But I mean, that was pretty much it. They didn't really show off too much. Besides the fact that it looks very pretty and very shiny, and I hope it stays that way.
And I wonder if the spaceships can sail on water, because there's a lot of water.
Oh,
I know in the first one you would, like, if you were in a city, you would just hop on this little like hovercraft thing on the water. But yeah, I don't know how that'll work. But I guess we'll see. Jose, you shared with us this week some .hackGU remasters.
Yeah, let's call it that because the name's too long.
Because they're say the whole thing. Recode hybrid.
Not the last recode.
Delta beta.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that long. It's just, you know. So they mentioned that they're gonna coming out with the HD remaster for the three games, and it's coming out for North America and Europe this year, by the end of this year. Well, that's pretty cool, but like, their fun games are great, but they had a lot of problems with them.
Yeah.
And I guess they're fixing a lot of those gameplay problems, which is surprising to me, just because I'm like, would you really take the time to fix those problems? But in terms of like they're it being remastered, they're going to like fix like the textures and all that stuff. And I guess it's getting full 1080p with a 16:9 screen ratio, and it's gonna have 4K resolution support, 60 frames per second.
Nice.
So before you get too much into it, basically all I know about the .hack series is that you've liked it for a very long time, and that you've even replayed it like years after the case. But like, what's the elevator pitch for? Like, what is the game like in terms of? Like quick story stuff.
Quick story stuff. It's you're a kid playing an MMORPG, and something happens in the world where people are going into comas because of it. So it's like a virtual reality MMO, and there's a thing going on in the world called the Tri-Edge that is killing people in the game, and it's causing them to go into comas, and then
it's because they got weak internet connection.
Yeah,
they're dropping out.
And like, oh, that's always been like a thing for me. I'm like, yeah, play in an MMO, whatever, and play with a lot of people.
So cool.
So you're a kid playing a game who's playing a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a kid playing a kid who's playing a game while he's playing a game.
And then you play that character he's playing also.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
a Gameception.
They're long games. They're RPGs. And they're at least 40 to 50 hours long each game. And they're releasing three, so that's a decent amount.
That's 120 to 150 hours, if your math is correct.
It is. It's not, though. You know that.
Yeah. How many sides does a triangle have?
It's far.
It does have far. Yeah, far. You're right.
The thing I like about these games is that when you beat one of the games, all of your progress carries over onto the next game.
Yeah,
that is cool. So if you're like at level 89 by the end of the game, you're level 89 at the beginning of the second game.
But do the monster scale?
They do. Okay, because good. It's like an MMO.
It's crazy overpowered.
It's like an MMO how you're like there's a level cap, and you reach the end of the first level cap in the first game, and then in the second game there's another level cap, and then in the third game there's another level cap.
So they're expansions.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And then you can go to different areas depending on your level. And you can go, like, there's this a word wheel kind of thing where you go into the world map and you pick three words, like ones like alpha, forbidden, and then forest. And, like, each area has three words that make up that area. And if you go to a different area, you can accidentally go into a higher level area that's higher than you, and then you'll be too under level to go to that area. So you have to find out which areas you need to go to. For your level, and it was an interesting concept, but like the game was dated.
Yeah, so it was the .hack series more of like a cult hit, or was it something that had like broad popularity when it came out?
It didn't. It was like a cult hit. At least like the first four ones, like the Quarantine and all those stuff, those were extremely dated. Where to access like party commands and attacks, you had to go inside a menu. So every time you were pausing the game, and it was rough. .hack GU made it better, where like everything was on your D-pad, and you can give commands, you can use your attacks with like the triangle, like the face buttons and stuff like that. But it was very slow. Like the combat was super slow.
Yeah.
So they got rid of certain things. Like they're making the combat a lot faster by getting rid of hit stop in certain parts.
What's hit stop?
So like when you hit, have you played Dead Rising?
Yes.
Have you ever, like when you attack a zombie, have you seen like the, it kind of chugs a little when you hit a zombie? They're getting rid of that to make it more fluid, like more fluid movements to it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
how does this tie in with the anime?
So there's, it's
something totally different then.
So there's Dot Hack Sign that ties in with like the four first PlayStation 2 games, and then there's Dot Hack Roots that ties in with Dot Hack GU, and then the movie, and then it's convoluted. You can play the games. See, and the only thing the anime, that
I've
sure.
I've only known the anime, so I haven't played any of the games.
You don't need to watch the anime. They're not great.
So just play the games then?
Yeah, okay. Just play the games. Like, even that, like, and they mentioned something in this that they're adding a cheat mode to it, which I thought would, like, even if, like, for some reason you were interested in playing the game, Scott or Justin, but you don't want to grind or do anything.
And I don't.
It's, they're adding a cheat mode where you have max stats right off the bat. Interesting. And then you just pretty much play through the story. Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it, I guess.
And I was considering them doing the cheat mode just because I'm like, yeah, I just want to revisit all the characters and all that stuff. But seeing that they got rid of the hit stop and they're making the combat a lot better, you deal more damage now, which was a big problem, that you could be like pretty much overleveled and still not doing enough damage for an enemy.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of a drag to get into fights and stuff like that. They're adding a retry feature where if you die, instead of going to the main menu, it just lets you retry the battle.
Okay.
Which is convenient as fuck, because if you forget to save, then, you know, just try again. But I'm excited for it. Another fucking RPG trio. I've seen the screenshots
of it.
They look good, but it's still a PS2 game, it's rough still.
Yeah, I was like, these are kind of rough.
Yeah, it's still rough. Like, but there's some, like, if you look at the comparison screenshots and you're like, yeah, I can see how it looks better, but it's still, there's still PS2 games.
Yeah not much of a
not really. It's still like a just upscaled PS2 game with better shadows and textures. Yeah, that's it.
And anything else on that?
Nah, not really. I'm just stoked for it.
And speaking of things that don't look quite as good as they once did, Justin, I want to talk to you. Just kidding, that was a fun joke.
Is my hair flat?
No, it looks all right. It looked very goofy. Cool last week. I liked it last week. It was like, you were maybe some sort of,
you said my dad was a car dealership man or something.
No, your dad was a car dealership. Yes.
My daddy owned a car dealership.
Yeah. Your daddy owns a dealership. So the N64 this past Friday on June 23rd turned 21 years old.
Woo,
which means
to drink.
Oh god.
Everybody's been doing that.
Still can't rent a car.
No.
It makes me feel old, even though we are all relatively young.
Yeah.
And we were all 4 or 5 when this came out. And I didn't play it until I was in my early teens. I don't think so. I was way late.
Really?
On it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Well, I put it this way: I played it over at a cousin's house, but I didn't own one until my early teens.
I was so late to the Nintendo 64 that the original PlayStation came out, and then they released the PlayStation 1. That's when I got the Nintendo 64.
Gotcha.
Wow.
It is so insane to, like I played that, and it's so, I don't know, it's so weird. Like I went over to my dad's the other day, and he gave me this Game Boy Color that I had given my mom for like her birthday or Christmas or something. And I was just looking at it like, oh, this thing here, just looking at it, contained so many memories. Like just looking at this thing of like, and it had the worm matching worm light, you know?
Yeah.
And just shining.
Wait,
on the screen.
Was it the clear purple one? Or?
No. The original one that I had as a child was clear purple with a clear purple worm light. That's the one I had. And I got her one on eBay a while, because basically when
lime green.
Yes.
So the clear purple is the best one, and lime green's the second best
one. Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing. So I got the clear purple as a kid, and then when I bought my own Game Boy Advance, I said, hey, Mom, do you want this? And she just played Tetris on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Tetris machine.
Exactly. So that's what she did until it eventually died, because at a certain point, she just started leaving it in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and people played Tetris while they took a dump, I guess. Yeah. And then eventually the shower water, like the mist, got to it and it killed it.
Yeah, and I remember the clear purple Game Boy Color, and I had Crystal, mm-hmm. and the case was clear purple or kind of like bluish, but yeah, it was clear. It was like, I'm hot shit right now. I'm about to walk into school and everyone's about to be like, damn.
Justin went in with his clear stuff and they were like, what's he holding? I don't even see anything. they're like, this invisible thing. Yeah, and then it kind of is the same with an N64. Like, when I see the original, like, dark gray N64, like, everything starts rushing back to
me.
And, like, all the fun shit that was on that now is so horribly dated.
So yeah, we go back to, like, we've said it before, like, that the N64 didn't have a lot of good games.
It had, yes, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Like, barely over 100.
Do you remember what your first N64 game was that you played?
My first N64 game, was there a 2D side-scrolling Mega Man on the N64?
There wasn't, but I think I know what you might be talking about.
What is that?
Bomberman.
Was it Mischief Makers?
Maybe.
Where you played as, like, she was white and she had, like, green hair. And
no, I don't think so. Used, like, the
C buttons. No? Okay.
It honestly, it may have been Mega Man Legends. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I remember it.
A good game.
I would imagine. But obviously, when I played it, I was probably, like, 7.
Right.
And so I didn't really fully understand what was going on. What was yours?
It was Yoshi's Story.
Okay. I've yet to ever play that.
So I got it Christmas, the year it came out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rented copy of Yoshi's Story, and I beat it in those 3 days that I had it. Yeah.
What about you, Justin?
Mine was GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
And I remember the case was gold.
It was.
And I was like, this is cool.
And it had Pierce Brosnan on it.
Yeah.
With a hand mouth.
Yeah. And that was back in the day when they put, like, yeah, it ties directly into the movie. So let's put, like, imagine if they came out with, like, Tobey Maguire on the cover of the Spider-Man games or whatever. It'd be like, oh, it's just should be Spider-Man.
And I was thinking about that when I was reading the note you sent over. I was like, GoldenEye, that was the first one I played. And I was like, man, if I were to watch GoldenEye, like, the movie, I'd be like, oh, this isn't too bad. You know, it was like 90s. And then, like, when I think of the game, I was like, oh, yeah, it was really bad.
Well, two things. One, if you did watch GoldenEye, I don't think that you would be able to stay awake through it, because I did rewatch GoldenEye maybe 2 months ago, and it is the most boring, inane shit I've ever seen.
Well, I was gonna say, like back then it was like, since it's film, so it's really different compared to a game.
Yeah.
So things like that you watch on TV, it was like he's.
So you're saying
like at least they still look like humans.
It doesn't look as dated. Yeah,
he's controlling a BMW with like a Nokia, and I was like, that's some cool shit.
Yeah.
But in the game, it was just like, oh, there's like 64 pixels. Like, this is bad.
Yeah, well, and people like to, you know, everyone, when you bring up GoldenEye, people think about the multiplayer, which was fun and mm-hmm. still is relatively fun to play now, but obviously it's super dated. But a lot of people forget just how abysmal the single player was.
Yeah.
And how GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, like, it was so difficult. And I remember running around a compound looking for like 3 switches you had to flip, and one of them is pretty much hidden in a place that you would never, ever look.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're trying to kill these guys who you can't really even aim at because there's no like Y-axis on those games. So
I just ran around with no weapons, and whenever he swung, like you could see his arm reach out.
Yeah. I really like the cheat codes for that game, like the gorilla mode and the
big head
mode. Yeah, those are always fun for me.
I think the first N64 game that I, or part of an N64 game I really committed to memory, was the snowy mountain in Super Mario 64
mm-hmm.
when they're like, save my baby.
Oh, the penguin. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I immediately like pick up the baby and throw it
off the cliff.
Yeah. So that's kind of the first thing I really thought of. And of course, drowning in water in the same game.
That was pretty grim.
Yeah.
The way he drowned and stuff.
Yeah. And I just remember running around on like the overworld basically and thinking it was so cool that I can do flips. I would spend like 15 minutes just doing backflips and shit. It was like crouch, backflip.
Right.
That was super.
Wasn't Yoshi
fun.
In that? Couldn't you get to Yoshi? Like you had to get to the very top of the castle or something.
You get 150 stars and you go see him, and he gives you like 99 lives or some shit.
Oh, so okay, never mind.
Yeah,
but you got to actually like
No.
They did that in the DS version where you could play as Yoshi, right?
Yeah, I think
you,
so. And Yoshi, Luigi. Wario and Luigi.
You can play as Wario in that one?
I think so. I think he's on the cover. At least he's on the cover. I mean, I don't know if you can play as him, but he's on the cover.
Yeah, I still have an N64 downstairs. Mm-hmm. I have the Hey You Pikachu version, which looks pretty cool.
It does. It's fucking great.
It's blue and yellow.
Do you remember the Donkey Kong 64 one?
No.
The clear green one?
No, I don't remember that. I remember that, but I don't remember it being a Donkey Kong one.
I think it was. Maybe I just had...
They had a lot of colors.
Did you guys like Donkey Kong 64?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
I never played it. Well, it was Banjo-Kazooie, but Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I feel like he gets shit on a lot. And I thought, at least the multiplayer, I thought was really fun.
Yeah, the guns, the coconut guns.
Yeah, coconut guns, banana guns, whatever.
I thought it was cool. It's just, it had its problems. Like, same with Banjo-Kazooie.
Every game had its problems. Yeah, yeah. And it's even strange to think back to a time where, like, a game was released and they went, that's it.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, like, with the Super Nintendo, there would be revisions with, like, there were particular games that you couldn't make a specific jump.
Right.
And then the game was over and you just couldn't play the game. So they would come out with revisions. But then you're talking about buying an entirely new game.
Yeah, like 4 copies of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. I'm wondering when we're going to move back to the days of, like, cardboard game cases.
Yeah.
Because with how, like, we still use so much extra plastic and shit on disc, and especially the Switch and the 3DS and the Vita.
Yeah.
I just am like, when are they just going to start bringing that down in size? But I don't know. I don't know. You guys have anything to say about the N64?
I'm just going to list off all the games I had for it.
Go right, for that's it. Okay.
I had GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
I had Killer Instinct. I had Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Mm-hmm.
I had Diddy Kong Racing.
Mm-hmm.
I had...
Diddy Kong Racing was great.
Yeah, it was. Star Fox. I had... WWF, I think it was like Monday Night Raw or something.
Was it the one that didn't have Rage in the title?
I don't remember. I just know the case was black, and it had like Triple H on it or something. And I was like, this is the best shit ever. I can do TLC matches.
I'll look it up while you...
I had... Geez, what else did I have? Okay, so I said WWF. Man, there was another game on there.
I'm going to leave all this silence in.
Yeah, so go ahead. Well, you list off your games for it while I'm still filling in, because I had so many.
I had both Zeldas, but then I lost Majora's Mask. I got Donkey Kong 64 not knowing you needed the expansion, because I got it used at a yard sale.
Oh, I thought you said you got used. Like, I got grifted.
I got it, and it said, like, hey, you need this expansion pack, so I had to go buy the expansion pack for it. At Glover. Everybody had Glover.
Oh, yeah, I remember Glover.
Glover. Rocket Robot on Wheels?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, and I had Paperboy.
Uh-huh.
I had Pokemon Snap and Pokemon Stadium.
Uh-huh, same.
And then I think that's it.
Did you get two? Pokemon Stadium 2?
Uh-uh.
Pokemon Stadium 2 was great.
I never got that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was... I'm going to read... I think these are all of the wrestling games for N64. There's WWF Raw... There was WCW Nitro.
I had that one.
Mayhem, WCW versus NWO.
No,
WrestleMania 2000. WWF Warzone.
Raw.
ECW Hardcore Revolution. WCW versus NWO Revenge. I think that's it.
Huh. Yeah, I had Raw.
Can we play Chameleon Twist on that?
I've never heard of that.
No.
So it was an interesting game that had like these weird mechanics. It was rough. The game was rough.
Yeah.
But like it had some interesting mechanics where you can, when you press the attack button, you shot your tongue out, and you can control how the tongue moved. So you can do like a circle, or you can just anything like with the analog stick, and you can swing off of like a kind of like a trapeze kind of thing where you just, you know, swing like that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting game.
Okay.
The first one wasn't, but the second one was great.
Was Primal Rage on 64?
No. Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Turok was on it.
Oh, I had Turok. There's one of, it's like a giant monkey and a velociraptor or whatever they would fight.
Primal Rage.
Was that 64?
Yeah. I think
it was 64.
I remember playing it on the Super Nintendo. But maybe.
You're talking about a different version that is on there. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Killer like a guy on a world and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Black case. I had that one.
Because Killer... No. You had fucking... Oh, my God. It was like a green guy and there was a world under him. That wasn't Primal Rage. That was...
Rampage.
No, not Rampage either.
Oh, and I had Body Harvest.
Oh, interesting.
What was Body Harvest?
It was like a game about aliens.
War Gods. You had War Gods.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It was like a green monster looking thing, and there was the world under him.
Yeah, I had that
I think
one.
It might have been War Gods, but I'm not sure.
It was a fighting game, and I was this is... And it reminded me of Primal Rage, that's why.
Primal Rage? I mean, there could be a Primal Rage on 64, just like how there was like Killer Instinct.
Oh, and Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. Was great.
Did I say Super Mario 64 had that one too?
Yeah.
Was it this? Were you thinking of that?
You're just showing him a picture of Gex?
Yeah.
Or three?
No, it wasn't War Gods. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Those are the ones that I have for 64.
You have Gex, Gex 3, under Deep Cover Gecko or some shit like that. Yeah, most
they were already three bad. Deep into Gex at that point.
Yeah. Apparently Gex 1 was good, and it was like a side scroller. And I've never played 2. I don't think 2 ever existed. And I think it just went straight to 3.
Straight to 3. Yeah. I had Gex on the original one. Yeah. Oh, Justin, I think I found. No, I'm probably wrong. Was it this?
Oh yeah, it was Rampage.
It was Rampage. Rampage. Everyone tell me
that's
I'm wrong.
That's not a world though. That's a.
It's a city.
Well, to Rampage me, it was a good world. Too.
But as soon as he said a like a ape and a dinosaur, I was like, yeah, I know what that is for sure. Yeah.
Rampage is great.
Yeah,
it was hard as fuck.
It was fun.
God, I think man. I had Beast Wars. No, that was PlayStation. Sorry, my bad.
But yeah, man, like. I don't know. I had a lot of fond memories with the N64, but like there's certain games that I have now that I go back to play and I'm like, nope, this isn't good.
Yep.
Like Banjo-Kazooie, I can play Banjo-Kazooie over and over again, but knowing that there's a lot of problems with that game,
yeah.
And like I've said before, like Yooka-Laylee was bad because it kept a lot of Banjo-Kazooie's problems.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, and Mario Party and Mario Kart.
Oh, all the Mario Parties and all the Mario Karts.
All right. Anything else to say on the N64 besides happy birthday, buddy?
Yeah,
happy
man. Rumble packs and memory cards.
Yeah, exactly.
The CD expansion that never came out here.
Wasn't there a cowboy Mario at one point?
Yeah, too. Yeah, Mario Party 2 was there's a cowboy board, the cover is him wearing a cowboy hat.
It's like a straw hat, yeah?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
It was like a 12-gallon hat.
All right, so we're going to move on to what is, but it's related to what we were just talking about. So given that the nostalgia that many of us have for the N64, the Super Nintendo, whatever other console, I guess.
Right, right.
What console or handheld or whatever do you think will sort of be lost to time that people will kind of forget, basically?
That was a really hard question.
It was.
Because I was like, well, I mentioned like the PS1. I'm like, no one's going to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
SNES, no one. And the only one that I kind of leaned towards was Sega consoles.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the Genesis is still kind of a thing. Like, people still remember the Sonic games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what they don't remember? The Saturn.
Yeah, see, I tried, when I was thinking of this, I tried to not go for the more obvious ones, let's say the Nokia N-Gage or like the Game Gear, maybe, like the Sega Game Gear or, like the Saturn or something. I tried to go for something a little less, like, that's already been lost to time, pretty much.
The WonderSwan Color.
Well, that's also,
I
guess
so. I'm going to buy one of those, by the way.
You should. But yeah, the Saturn I think is a good choice.
Because it had some decent games.
It did.
That came out on the PS1 as well,
yes.
Which was a totally better console.
Mm-hmm.
But it had like other games that you'll probably never see that were super great. Like Police Knots and like Snatcher and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had all the arcade games that later on Dreamcast took over. Like the Street Fighter games, the Street Fighter arcade games that never came out anywhere
else.
Soul Calibur and all those stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, that, yeah. People are going to forget about the Saturn.
Yeah.
Like,
and they most are already
should.
Have.
Yeah.
And should. What about you, Justin?
Mine would be the PSP.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I was like, well, everyone has or knows Sony for their home consoles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then everyone knows Nintendo for the handheld. And then I go back to when I had a PSP multiple times and I just gave them away because I was like.
Because you were rich.
I was like, I never had any games, or they didn't have any games that came out that like enticed me or whatever.
I was going to say, like, the PSP had really good games on it, if you like JRPGs.
Yeah.
JRPGs. If you like Japanese games, the PSP was great.
But there were still other handhelds, namely the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance,
right,
that were doing it better.
Me, I was like, I think that will be it for me is the PlayStation Portable, because I've tried to get into it multiple times, and I always ended up giving it away. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like the PSP a lot.
Yeah, but I think they made some weird decisions with like the UMD discs and stuff like the that.
Universal Media Disc.
Yeah, so that's it got a little strange there, but.
And then I think I had the very first one, and then I think they did like a revised.
They did like three.
A year and a half later, and I ended up grabbing that, and then I ended up giving both of them away. Yeah. I think both of them to Jonathan.
There was the fat one, there was the slim one, and then there was the Go, right?
Yeah.
The PSP 1000, 2000, and 3000.
They still sell the PSPs in like Targets and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like PSP 2 games for $100.
Yeah, that's which too much.
It's not that bad if you're like, I'm going to homebrew this and use it as like a...
Well, I still have a PSP Go, which is weird, but like...
Yeah, because you're one of three people.
Yeah. They're nice. They're super nice like to have, to hold.
Yeah.
And like... portable wise, that it's not a giant brick.
Yeah,
and I home
like, it's a slightly smaller brick,
and it's just used for ROMs and shit like that.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, it's cool, but you can't put discs in it, so that's kind of a bummer.
Download only, baby.
But yeah, I think they're probably gonna forget about the PSP, and then on its way, also the Vita. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I went for one that's maybe divisive, and like I said, I was trying to not choose like the obvious, really.
Right.
And people are always going to remember it because, you know, they're now sequeled consoles. Uh-huh. You know, they're 2, 3, 4, whatever. But my choice was the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Because obviously, you know, people know the PlayStation 2 and the advancements that made, especially over the N64. Right. And Nintendo kind of stayed stagnant for a while. Mm-hmm. And people have that nostalgia for it. And, you know, with the PS2, you're obviously like, well, there was an original PlayStation.
Right.
But I don't feel like there was... There was some groundbreaking stuff with, like, Metal Gear, and, you know, you have your Crash Bandicoot, your Spyros and stuff, but they never seemed to...
Don't forget about, it's not Mech Assault, it's the... You had it.
Armored Core?
Oh, yeah, don't forget about Armored Core.
Yeah, but they didn't really lock in... They didn't do what a lot of people do with their first console, which is lock in a mascot.
Right.
Which I know sounds silly, but that's a big part of it.
And
you know, Sega with
don't really.
Yeah, exactly. and which is now you can see that as a good thing because you see Mario in a way is sort of an anchor on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because they're so tied to like their first party titles. Mm-hmm. Microsoft doesn't really have much going for it. They have Master Chief.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. And that's cool too, but again, kind of an anchor. They're like, we have to always come out with Halo games, I guess. And then with Sony, you're like, they don't have one, which is kind of great because they are very diverse.
They kind of tried with Crash.
Yes, they kind of tried with Crash. Well. They tried later with like Sackboy on Little Big Planet as like a cute guy and all
then
that.
Then they tried again with Nathan Drake.
That was. I mean, it's a little harder since it's a person. But like I was saying, like at a certain point, they tried with Kratos. Like, oh, PS2 is badass, and so is Kratos, that kind of thing. But I don't think the PS1 has as much merit to it as it does nostalgia.
It's mostly nostalgia.
Yes, and I think if people went back, like, sure, the Crash games were fun and stuff like that. Spyro games were fun. Like, I love a lot of titles on there. But I think overall, it was, especially with what Sony's done now, it's very much a blip on Sony's radar, I feel like. And I think that's kind of where it will remain.
Especially, like, now that they're remastering a lot of the PS1 games.
Yeah. And I think that's the only thing that's keeping it relevant at all.
Because, I mean... Analog, the creation of like the whole
analog. It's so crazy when I play like a PlayStation 1 and it doesn't have any analog sticks on it.
Crash 1.
And I go, what is going on with this? It's so light.
The original Spider-Man was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played Crash, the first Crash, on PS3 the other day, and you can't use analog, and it was confusing the shit out of me because you have to do that thing that you were telling me with how you don't like pressing up and right at the same time, but this is an actual like 3D game, and it was rough.
Yeah.
Then Crash 2 kind of fixed it with the analog sticks. I was like, yeah, this is a lot better.
And the other more obvious answer is probably the Nintendo Wii U.
Yeah, the Wii U is going to go.
Yeah, like, because people will remember the Wii,
But the Wii U was kind of like that middle, hey, we have to fuck this up.
It was the Season 2 upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty pointless.
There was great games on it. Pretty pointless, though, I think.
Yeah. When you say great games...
Like the four games that I
own. Yeah, you can name them on... You can put them on one hand, basically. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You can put them on four fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for that. So on to question two of what is. Who has the best fast food French fry?
Oh, shit.
And keep in mind, I do, in fact, know the answer.
Fast food French fry.
Huh? Yeah. So you think of all the major guys you got.
And this counts curly fries or just classic?
Yeah. Any fries. Any fries you can think of.
Oof.
For me, it'll be Wendy's. Not Wendy's. Rallies. Or okay. Checkers if you're down south.
If you're down south, you got
Wendy's.
Those Checkers. Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to say, I like McDonald's fries, but for me, it would definitely be Rallies / Checkers.
Scott,
you guys aren't going to throw Arby's out there with their delicious curly fries?
Yeah, I'll throw it out there, but I like Wendy's fries better.
So you going with Arby's or Wendy's?
Wendy's.
You knew? What'd you lock in?
Rallies / Checkers.
The correct answer is Wendy's. I'm sorry.
Hey, I said Wendy's.
He did say Wendy's, so I'm right. Jose is kind of right.
I'm into potatoes.
Oh, he's kind of right, yeah. Even though he said it.
I'm into potatoes that have, like, part of the wedge still on there.
Yeah.
And that Wendy's does that shit.
So like, that's what happened. So
also really bad, like a lot of salt.
Burger King has disgusting fries that are mostly breading.
Yeah.
I really did like McDonald's French fries, mm-hmm. but they didn't have much potato in them.
No.
But the mostly. Breading was delicious. They are really good. Were you referring to like the Rally's fries that they're like crunchy? They're like have those things on them.
Yeah, they're like super seasoned.
Yeah,
and they're just like the best fries.
And they look like they're covering like brown rock salt, kind of. Yeah, those are pretty delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
And those I put in the same camp as like the curly fries from Arby's. But Wendy's, they had the perfect balance of like breading, potato, making it look as if it was a potato, as Jose was mentioning, and not just some processed thing.
I like those commercials where they have a full potato, and they just like chop it, and then like,
yeah.
Those are the fries.
Or they like shoot it out of a potato gun into a tennis racket.
Yeah, I was going to say the tennis racket thing.
Yeah.
And then as it's going through, there's like a salt fall that it falls into.
And then other than that, me and Justin worked at Wendy's.
I was about to say, is this not you just being biased?
No, because, well, most of the time...
Well, I'd say when we worked there, we switched fries. So they had their old fries, and then they got in these like new sea salt fries or whatever.
Yeah.
So they swapped fries on us.
But the other thing was, there was only, you know, when I started there, I was vegetarian for like 3 weeks or something. So I was just like pounded down French fries. And then when I became vegan, I couldn't eat the French fries anymore.
Because right. Are they fried in...
Yeah, it's all... Okay. It's,
yeah, we
it's
could
so
only
funny.
Eat them in the morning.
So it's so funny that like at Wendy's, so there are like timers on the, you know, on the fucking fryers and stuff. And it's a couple of tricks of the trade. Not saying that me or Justin ever did this because we didn't. But let's say someone comes through and they're like, hey, can I get fresh fries? We're going to be like, okay, we're going to scoop some fries back into the fry thing and fry them down for like,
I mean,
hypothetically,
smart.
Theoretically, allegedly, that's what we would do.
Eating them bad boys.
And then the trick is to say fresh fries, no salt, because then we're like, fuck, we can't fry that salt off. So
how, which one of you fuckers introduced me to the whole, hey, did you know that, Frosties taste really good with fries?
Oh,
not
me.
Not
you guys?
No, not me.
I mean, that's a very common thing,
is
but I think that's gross.
I didn't know that. I didn't learn that until here. I thought it's good.
It must have been your other friend.
Oh, my other friend?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Another thing is, like, if you don't get someone who gets the first Frosty out, you're going to get a very soapy Frosty.
Yeah.
You remember that? And then, like, if... it doesn't matter how old the fries are, we are not getting rid of them. There's a 30-minute timer on there, mm-hmm. and as soon as it beeps, someone just hits 30 minutes again. So they'll just hang out there.
Especially like during rush.
Yeah.
We just like stack fries up for people.
Yeah.
And then at one point, the rush would die, and then there's just like a whole bunch of fries. Like, yeah, we'll just save them for the other people.
Yeah, and they're like separate ones for chicken and for French fries, but it doesn't fucking matter. You put them where you can put them. So that was always fun. Again, all allegedly, because we would never do such
right.
a thing.
Right.
All right, and that brings us to the third question. We'll start with Justin on this one. What is?
It's white. It's a rectangle. It's like a rounded rectangle.
Okay.
He's talking about the dog.
And you flip it up, and from there you can watch it.
You're talking about what? Okay.
Okay.
I got you. What about you, Justin? What is?
Oh, I'm Justin.
Yep.
I'd say.
I'm not wrong.
Did you say wrong?
I'm not wrong.
Ruin.
Hey, before you do continue, guys, please do me a favor. Do not own me on the podcast. I don't like being owned.
No, you're good.
What are you talking about? What rectangle is he talking about?
He's talking about my computer.
Oh.
No.
Yes, so, you are.
No. What's... I'm talking... Can I say it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the PlayStation 1, the little screen that it came with where you can play the games on.
Oh.
Mine came with that. It was like a briefcase.
That was rough.
A briefcase. Okay, and you, what is?
I'd say probably looking back at the N64 and saying, you weren't that cool.
Yeah, mine is actually close to that. It's that I don't have three hands.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's
what is.
Makes sense.
That's what is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, right. If it didn't have the handle going down the middle, it'd just be a really wide controller.
They just resituate the buttons. I'm not saying remove a handle.
I recently
do it right.
Saw a picture of people playing an N64 mm-hmm. with their, and they're holding it like they're holding it with one hand
and using like their
middle
index
their,
finger
yeah.
and their thumb to like yeah.
And
that
I was
weird.
Like, what the fuck?
How did you guys hold it? Because I had my left hand on the. On the middle, and then I had my right hand on the one on the right.
Yeah, the way
so I never used
the only
the,
way
I
you could have.
So side. I, when I was younger, I broke my controller on accident. Mm-hmm. Well, no, the handle broke off.
From putting it up
the
your
analog.
Butt.
Yeah, and I had to get one of these generic controllers, and they had this like pro racing controller,
mm-hmm.
which the nubs on the left were way shorter.
They're
okay. literally just nubs, so it was just the middle one that was long. Mm-hmm. So I had to hold the controller like this. Like higher up to where the R button is, I had to hold it from up there, and then the middle one.
What do you mean by nubs? What are you referring to as nubs?
The long things like coming from the controller.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The prongs.
The handles.
Prongs. The handles. Yeah, the handles.
They had so many buttons on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It harkens back to like even the original Xbox controller with white and black on it as well. They were like, let's just get as many as we can. I held it left on the middle and then right on the right and never used the C buttons really unless I really had to. But
no one used the D-pad.
No, why
Only
would you?
Only certain games made it mandatory, like Kirby 64, but I don't remember any of the other ones that were the D-pad.
I think it's so crazy that Sony they invented the kind of dual stick on a controller. Like, obviously, they'd been in arcades and stuff.
Right, right.
But the fact that someone made that N64 controller and didn't look at it and go like, what if we just put another one? And they were like, no,
that's
too much work.
That's not how it works, man. I mean,
yeah, we can't do that. And the idea that they thought back then, probably there will never be a day where you need to move the camera and the character at the same time. That will never happen.
And I stayed on that mindset.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. So you've been listening to episode 19 of The Rat King. Remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review. Tell us to go fuck ourselves. I don't care. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast and send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com and we'll probably read it on the podcast. That's it for this week. I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Murguia.
And I've been Justin.
And remember, we do it so you don't have to. Bye.
Bye. There's a bug on the wall.
Ich nicht groß sei. Ich nicht groß sei.